We take you now to a crowded downtown department store.
I can see, sir, that your little boy's going to be very happy this Christmas.
Let's see if we have everything here.
I believe so. Here's a pair of earplugs.
Right.
Wonderful. A lot of fun in the water in the summertime. Here's a set of very beautiful fur-lined earmuffs.
Yes, those are the ones I wanted.
And this is the little 498 space helmet that you ordered with a plastic bubble.
You're sure that's airtight? No sound can get in there.
Oh, I guarantee you, sir, that it's completely airtight.
Good.
There's no sound at all.
Good.
Your little boy's going to have a wonderful Christmas. I'm sure he's going to enjoy all these.
No, it's not for the kid, no.
It's not for your little boy?
It's because of the kid that I'm buying all this stuff. It's for me.
I don't understand, sir.
Now, this creepy kid, instead of doing his homework every night at 7:05, he listens to those Joy Boys. Boy, they're driving me nuts. I can't stand it.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Time for the Joy Boys for Monday evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott here, our battery of engineers standing by. There's dry cell, dry charge, and emeritus battery over there. Coming up on our show this evening, we are going to interview Miss Gladys DeKal, who is going to show us how to wrap packages properly for Christmas.
Wonderful.
Sammy Skin will be along, and Arthur Codfish will be here. We should have Jonathan
Excuse
Apple.
Excuse me for interrupting Willard and Ed.
It's not Jonathan Apple. We're on the air, Perky.
I listen, there's a group of kids out in the lobby, and they're just neighborhood kids, and they want to come in and sing a couple of Christmas carols.
Perky, we don't, not now, thanks.
Oh,
tell them, just a bunch of kids, you know. Tell them we appreciate the thought, but we just better not do it right now.
Well, okay.
Yeah, thanks, Perky.
I don't think they'll take no for an answer.
Well, no, just sorry. Just
take
tell
the
them.
Halls.
Coming up on our program, too, we hope to have a visit with our very fine poet laureate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Look who's
the Yuletide season is here again.
Was that a poem?
Yes.
I missed it.
Applaud now, will you?
I missed the first part. This is our WRC Poet Laureate, Mr. Jonathan Apple, and here is Jonathan with his poem for this evening.
Whether in the snow-capped mountains or the California smog, you'll enjoy a glass of delicious eggnog.
Here, here. Now, closing, here's Jonathan Apple, who'd like to say...
Merry Christmas.